Time again for Triple Team Traffic here at 7:09, brought to you by Mountain America My Style Checking. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Well, we've got a crash reported eastbound 4700 South just before the Bangor Highway intersection, although some of it's been pulled into the medical center parking lot. There's still a little bit over to the right shoulder, and some people are slowing down to go through the just before you get to the intersection, I should say. Mainline I-15 still at the speed limit for now. Road conditions decent in some spots, icy looking in others. Keep your speeds in check, and don't crash like the people did at 123rd South that are over on the right shoulder, Eric.
You got some slick conditions on the Wasatch back, US 40 between the Kearns Boulevard exit to Park City and Heber City, and then through the mountains from Heber on US 189 down into the Orem-Provo area. And you still have this accident westbound on I-80 at Lamb's Canyon over to the right-hand shoulder. Heather?
We don't have a lot of slowing southbound 15 from Ogden to Salt Lake, but traffic is definitely getting very heavy in spots between Kaysville and Woods Cross. And you do have some very icy spots as well. We had fog very early this morning that blanketed Legacy Parkway and parts of I-15, and that put down moisture. So again, you want to slow down your speeds just a bit to arrive safely. Jordan Valley Cancer Center is Utah's new cancer facility, specializing in cancer treatment and helping patients thrive. Their comprehensive prevention programs include health screenings, genetic testing, education, biopsies, and counseling. JVCancerCenter.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.